This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
215-592-9494. Let's get to Jordan right now. By the way, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast away from the Tasty Cake studio. We are at Borgata today. Love being here. Love having the Phils in first place in our final show in the month of May. Obviously, it's been a great month. Eagles with the OTAs this week. They will... soon 6 weeks off and then training camp. So there's a lot on the horizon. Let's talk to Jordan in Princeton. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning. How about them fighting, ladies and gentlemen? How about
pretty good. Fighting? Pretty good job.
Pretty good. Joe, you embody something I was taught very early in my sales career. And that's even if you don't know, say it with confidence and people will believe you. So I think you have a second career in sales coming your way if this radio thing doesn't work out for you.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm more interested in this industry, but thank you, sir.
You want to be right in the industry.
Whoa. That. Well, yeah, but as far as opinions, I don't want to be right. I am right.
Mm. Well, isn't that truly the craziest fact of the day, is that Joe DiCavra thinks he's always right when he's wrong most of the time?
That might be a winning
All right,
answer.
Jordan, give me one opinion that I have opined about in recent days that you think I was wrong about.
That we needed to go plunk a guy on the Braves to prove a point. Just beat them. If you don't, you don't. We're going to beat them in the NL East, and if we see them in the playoffs, we're going to spank that little tight pants mustachioed man yet again. That's my belief about it. I was at the game yesterday, had a great day. These day games, I've told you guys this before, as a father and Little League and all kinds of life going on, day games are the salvation. Usually pretty easy. I don't put any calls on my calendar. I go down there yesterday. I pay $22 to get in. I find myself sitting behind the first base dugout right there at the staircase.
Wow.
And what happens to me? The broadcast picks me up. All of a sudden, I feel my phone in my pocket. I don't use my phone during a game. It's blowing out. Everybody I work with saw me on the broadcast.
Good man. Good man.
Right there in the front of the shot. And, Joe, just so you know, it was after they plunked Sosa, and I was pretty pissed off. Pretty pissed off, and the broadcast caught me, and I was angry about it. But if you were going to pick one or two games to go to yesterday, I'm still glad I picked that one. I just hope that I don't get called into my partner's office at the end of the day.
It's like Seinfeld.
But I think I'm too important to get fired.
Okay.
But it was a good win. A really good win. It was actually one of the more entertaining baseball games I've seen in the last couple of years out of the Phillies. Just a good back and forth. Bullpen managed to hold it together. And listen, if I'm unemployed this time next week, I'll be able to go to more day games. So I guess that's a positive.
Well, I hear you. All right, Jordan, give me a great answer for what's crazy. You can win additional Phillies afternoon tickets.
So aside from that, there are 39 billion bacteria cells in our body and only 30 billion human cells. You are 2 to 3 pounds of bacteria, and it actually outnumbers the human cells in your body.
Wow.
Okay. All right.
Wow, so are we more bacteria than human?
It's kind of disconcerting.
Yeah. And I don't know how, some of these, I got to write something down. I just wrote bacteria cells. I mean, I don't know what to.
I think it's a good way to. Yeah.
All right, so let me give you a theory, new theory. And I thought of this earlier, but haven't said it yet. On the did Wheeler hit that guy on purpose thing. He did, but it was retaliation for Sosa being hit in game one. Your lower level player for my lower level player. And by the way, for you hitting Bryce, I'll get you the next time.
So my only, I think it's a good theory. It's a good theory.
Okay.
But, like, if the guy doesn't swing, he doesn't get hit. Are we all in agreement with that?
Not necessarily. But if he recognizes the pitch and steps back, I don't think he gets hit.
It depends what he does.
So if he just stands there and doesn't move.
If he stands there, he gets hit. Yes.
Okay.
Probably
right,
gets
there
hit.
We go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe. That's a good theory.
You're nine-hole hitter for my nine-hole hitter.
Yeah, and I also wonder at that point they had hit multiple Phillies because they hit Trey.
Didn't Trey? Yeah, Trey got hit. I don't remember when in the game.
I think
game,
it was after the third, but
yeah.
So, and the Sosa thing was game one, and the Wheeler thing against that scrub Ray was game two. So
yeah, that's a good point.
By the way, you know what also struck me, and I guess I really get a little spun around in the lineup because they do change the lineup quite a bit. So I'm not sure how often lately this has been happening, but I was struck yesterday by Bryson Stott hitting eighth. So, like, some games he leads off?
Yeah. I don't think he would have been in the lineup if Harper were there. Like, if they didn't have to juggle and, you know, move Bohm to first and all that.
Maybe.
I think Sosa would have played for Stott.
Maybe. But here's...
Against Sale,
here's part
you know?
Of my point. It's just very unusual to hit a guy... To have a guy... Not hit. Have a guy who, like... 65% of the games, when it's a right-handed pitcher, is deemed the leadoff hitter.
Yeah.
And 35% of the games, like, if it's a left-handed pitcher, like, we're batting him eighth?
He hasn't been that great.
James,
for
James,
what it's worth.
James, correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
You know, we haven't talked about it because they're
correct.
Hitting and the lineup's kind of worked when he's up there, but he has not been a reason for it.
I'm with you 1,000,000%. I think it's one of those things where sometimes people, it's like the Jalen thing. People act like they win because of him.
Well, they do, and this is what you've gotten. This is what you've gotten.
See how I have full
year.
Circle,
yeah,
boys and
go.
Girls, aspiring yeah, yeah. broadcasters know this. Full circle radio someday.
Yeah,
just bring
well,
it.
Yeah, I just heard you yesterday. You were just dead wrong. Like he is the most important player. He is
well,
why
he,
they.
He
win.
Is the most important. He's the
yes.
quarterback.
Yes, which
he's
makes
not,
him.
But he's not the best.
But if they could only lose Saquon or Jalen, they would lose Saquon
in a second.
Jalen is harder to replace than Saquon.
All right, hold on. Let me think about this. Let me play this out. I'm trying to do this off the top of my head. So my options are Tanner McKee and Saquon.
Yes.
Or Jalen Hurts and what's that guy's name?
Will Shipley.
And Will Shipley. Oh, man. I think I'm going McKee and Barkley.
That's nonsense.
Look,
I'm being serious. No, I'm not trying to be a jokester.
And I hate it.
That would be an interesting poll. I mean, people would be annoyed we put that poll up. But if you asked 100 Eagles fans, would you rather have Tanner McKee and Saquon or Jalen and Will Shipley? I'm telling you, I'd rather have Tanner
the
McKee.
The Eagles
and Saquon.
Would rather have Jalen.
So
Hurts.
I don't know about that.
They pay him the most. That's why quarterbacks make the most money.
I like Tanner McKee a lot as a prospect. We've gone a little far with the Tanner McKee thing. He's played like 30 snaps in the NFL. So while I get your point that the potential is there, you take the quarterback that you know you can win with over the running back. We talk so much about how Jalen...
Well, ordinarily, but this running back, for what it's worth, was third for MVP. I mean, this is not an ordinary running back.
Agreed,
this is a guy beyond great. This was superhuman.
Jalen was also, though, in 2022, almost MVP, right? So,
yeah, that's right.
I just think we talk so much about how Jalen gets help, right? Jalen has great skill player, blah, blah, blah. Saquon also really, really benefits.
Absolutely.
So if you put Will Shipley in there, do I think he's getting 2,000 yards? No, I don't. But we saw Miles Sanders make a Pro Bowl. We saw DeAndre Swift. I think he made a Pro Bowl, if I'm not mistaken, or at least had a pretty good year.
He did, yeah.
So I just – Jalen does the most important thing on the team, and that's that he takes care of the ball. Like, that is how they win. Jalen takes care of the ball. And so I don't think Tanner McKee would take care of the ball in the same way.
Are you struck when you bring up that Pro Bowl thing that –
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Didn't make it, Lesher?
I think Jalen should have been in the MVP discussion.
I thought he was mediocre in the passing game for most of the year. Played obviously great in the final two playoff games. Spectacular the whole year in the running game. Spectacular with regard to not turning. The best thing he did last year, other than the very end, was he just wasn't turning it over.
Yeah.
And that's a major accomplishment. I mean,
and it's the most important thing.
It is.
When this team wins the turnover battle, they win. If you told me, like Jalen, when he turns it over, they almost never lose when he takes care of
the ball. Well, let's play some audio that relates to Jalen, relates to A.J. Brown and the Eagles' offense. This was interesting. LeSean McCoy, I believe this was 2 days ago on television. A couple interesting things. We'll play it and then react. Here is Shady McCoy the other day talking about the present-day Burts.
They always have a new coordinator.
Yeah, okay. Kellen Moore was a new coordinator.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. There's not a lot of holes with the
And the way he coached is, like, way different from how they played this year. Yeah. If I say, like, A.J. told me, well, players tell me that the offense is really the offense.
No doubt.
They don't care who the corner is. You come over here to fit the Jalen Hurts offense.
All right. So, Elliot, what's your reaction?
Shady, well, buddy. First, yeah. Shady.
I think LeSean is awesome on TV for what it's worth.
He's pretty good.
But
yeah.
that was not
that was
a great
really
slip
bad.
Up. Yeah,
I would have dumped it if it were radio. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, AJ probably not thrilled with that. I think he's 100% correct. Like, and I think with every team, you build your offense around the quarterback. But if we want to take this a step further, like, we know, because Brandon Graham said it, that, you know, maybe Jalen and AJ weren't always on the same page last year. I think one thing we underestimate with, like, potential Jalen locker room issues is the offense they run is because of Jalen. Like,
oh, clearly.
Right? So if I'm a receiver and I'm not getting the ball, I know that part of that reason is because that's the offense Jalen wants to run. It's what he's best suited for. He makes the plays. He makes the calls at the line. He audibles. He checks. So when, and I mean, he seems to make it pretty clear, when A.J. Brown tells LeSean McCoy that the offense we run is because of Jalen, well, then when receivers are frustrated, who do you think they're frustrated
so,
with?
So, okay, I agree, but here's the way I would frame it. And I'm not trying to be a troublemaker. Every once in a while, I'll jab at you guys, kind of joking. But you guys know what I think of Jalen. I think he's, you know, good but not great. He's sensational in the running game, yeah. And I think not nearly in the passing game. I think he's mediocre in the passing game, to use a word. Here's what I would say. They clearly tailor the offense to the point that A.J. privately told LeSean McCoy, who now LeSean McCoy, you know, has told the world, all right, A.J. Brown's my source. Listen, to me, it's all about catering is the wrong word. It's all about tailoring the offense to Jalen's strengths and away from his weaknesses.
Yeah. But isn't that the case with any quarterback?
Yes. Yeah. Tom Brady wasn't running the right side because he wasn't a threat to run. Absolutely. So I think they – but I will say this. Part of making the offense – part of the negative is they don't pass it that often because he's not great in the passing game.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just the type of plays they run. It's the frequency that they actually run. Because the coaching staff is determined, and I think rightfully so, and I think it helped them win a Super Bowl, we don't want this quarterback passing the ball 40 times a game.
And the other issue you run into, and I think this is where the frustration was last year, because I think it was the Panthers game, right? Panthers, then AJ said the passing game was struggling. Like, if you look at that Panthers game, AJ was open. And if you're a receiver and you get open on a passing play and the ball's supposed to come to you and it doesn't, like, I genuinely don't think they were mad Saquon carried it a ton. I think that receivers were frustrated at times because there were times where the passing play was called, they were open, and the ball was not thrown.
Absolutely agree.
And I'm curious for your perspective on this, Joe. Like, we don't know, and we're just guessing. But when AJ and LeSean had this discussion about the offense, what do you think the tone was? Do you think it was, no, LeSean, like, no, this is why it's okay the offense is built around, like, I would guess this was probably like, well, we just do what Jalen wants.
No, I don't think it's we do what Jalen wants. I think it was our coaches had devised a scheme to tailor to Jalen's strengths and away from his weaknesses. And I, as a player, am dealing with that.
That's what I'm like. Okay.
Yeah, but that's different than it's what Jalen wants. It's what the coaches want based on what they think he's best at and avoiding what they think he's worst at.
Okay,
that's what I think AJ's expressing. Look, I was struck. We had Mike Quick obviously every fall on the show, and he was very clear a few years ago that now this may have eventually changed, but he was very clear when the Eagles were going back and forth between Jaws and Randall. There was a period for a year or two, like, and sometimes it was in the same game, sometimes it was in the same drive, Jaws or then Randall on third down, and Mike's point was he preferred Jaws. Because he knew if he was open, Jaws would pass him the ball, whereas Randall was inclined to run.
Yeah.
And that was frustrating for Mike. And he expressed it on our show a couple years ago. It was an interesting moment. And look, here's the thing I'll say. In defensive, and I don't know if A.J. Brown's a diva receiver. Sometimes people think he is. I think he's a great guy. I don't know if he's a diva. Here's what I'll say. One thing I'll say in defense of all diva receivers. I don't think people realize how frustrating it must be to do this. You play 70. Let's say you play 70 snaps. You're wide receiver. You play 70 snaps. Let's just say 30 times you block, because that's normally the case for receivers. Let's say with this offense, it's like 40 times you block. So you're blocking guy like 50% of the plays or more. You're blocking guy. Then you're, you know, pass route running guy for roughly 30 to 40 plays. Roughly. And there's only so many you get open.
Yeah.
And so when you have those, like, you know, 6 to 9 that you're open, you want the ball, because you're doing all that dirty work on all those other plays where you don't even have the chance to be open because you're pass blocking. Now you beat your guy and the quarterback doesn't get you the ball. I would imagine that's highly frustrating.
100%.
And that's how I felt watching the game. And I empathized with AJ. That's how. And by the way, I felt the same thing for Alshon. When you could tell Alshon was frustrated with Carson, that's what I felt. Now, yeah. Jalen's better than Carson, but, like, you know, Carson's progressions just weren't there. And I think that's the thing with Jalen that to this point has been lacking. It's moving through the progressions quicker and pulling the trigger when the guy's open.
Well, and I, you know, we talk so much on the station, especially after what Brandon Graham said, about Jalen and AJ's relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just think, like, to the listener, to any of us, like, put yourself in AJ's shoes. Like, Jalen is his coworker, and the Jalen AJ's job is impacted by the job Jalen does, and he knows they run a certain system because of Jalen, and he knows it impacts his production because of Jalen. I just think it would be hard not to have some animosity toward, like, and I think that's for all quarterbacks,
especially,
right?
When Jamar Chase doubles your catches.
Exactly,
like they're equal players.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Sure.
Maybe one slightly better, but they're basically on the same line.
Yeah.
But, like, Jamar Chase had double the catches.
Right. And
that's got to frustrate AJ. Bro.
Like, if whenever me and you did a show together, we had to do, let's say, 8-minute segments, because that's what you preferred. But you're the GOAT. Like, you know, like, whatever, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, right? So there's just a reality of having a coworker where you have to do something a certain way because of that guy, where I don't know how you don't feel a level of animosity towards him. It doesn't mean it's you hate him.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, we just found out Elliot's got animosity to me.
We do regular segments.
What did I do to create animosity? All right.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.